A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef Season 13, The United Tastes of America. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come.
What's up, motherfucker? I'm just
kidding. Hi, Kennedy. Oh my goodness, you're amazing.
Right out the gate, yeah.
What's up, girl?
How are we doing, y'all?
We are great.
Yes.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm in Tennessee. I'm a captain, I guess. I was about to floss my teeth, you know.
You're a captain, and you're also a finalist on MasterChef. How was that?
I sure am. I am, and it is. I'm so nervous. The finale, because I cry like a little baby bitch the whole time, and I know it.
Oh no, you look great on it.
You do, but you do.
You already saw it.
Yeah,
you
we've already seen it, and you look fantastic.
How many times did I cry though? Like,
Alicia? You do cry quite a bit. No, there's.
I think just like once.
No, there's several emotional.
All right, I'm just trying to make her feel better, dude.
That's fine.
Just
be real.
Grant cries more than you. So
that's true.
But that's the whole season. Yeah. I'm like ice queen the whole season, and then in the finale, I'm like.
At the dessert part, we have a little with Jerome. We're trying to make snow. We have some tears. Yeah.
Snow is not easy to make.
Dude, I felt so bad, but you stuck with it.
Yeah,
three times.
I tried.
But it did look really good at the end of it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. It was worth it. Let's go back in time.
Okay.
Tell me at the start of this, getting your apron, you must have been so pumped to have that happen. What was that experience like for you?
It was insane. Especially being from Colorado and using like something like elk and like the protein that I chose, when he told me this is the hardest protein, well, let me say in his, this is the hardest protein, the hardest protein that like you have in the show. I was like, oh fuck. But he obviously liked it, and it was an amazing experience. It was amazing.
Team challenges. How did you like doing all that stuff?
Team challenges?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I feel like I've said in other interviews too, is like this season was so different because we all loved each other so much that people are like, okay, so when can you start like getting more competitive and like hating each other? Because we are just like, we just loved working together. And I feel like we worked really well together as a team.
Yeah, production hates it when everyone loves each other. They're like, come on, we'll make more drama.
Most of the time, I mean, yes, I was telling Peter, I was like, a lot of times it looks like I'm angry, but I'm just, I don't know.
Okay. On that note, the mayonnaise incident of 2023, where Nina said you took her mayonnaise.
Yes.
You definitely made a like, what face?
I decided from that moment, every single friend's house that I go to, I'm gonna steal their mayonnaise. I am now the mayonnaise.
It's your thing now.
I am now # mayonnaise. Watch out for your mayonnaise, mayo thief.
Take the mayonnaise.
That's who I am. Honestly, and I was just talking about, I was like, I didn't even like, it didn't even occur to me that. I mean, I know that there's mayonnaise in coleslaw. It's not that it didn't occur to me, but I just like when you're in like the game and you're doing your thing or whatever, you don't really like, you know, necessarily like pay attention to other things. And then.
Well, and you would think, or I guess in like a team challenge, they don't obviously they don't bring more mayo, but you're like, wait, just give us more mayo. Oh,
right,
no, there is
exactly.
None.
I'm like on all the other challenges.
They didn't have any more.
I'm like, mayo.
So
Kelsey had an idea. She could have made mayo.
Exactly. She could have made mayo. And also, I just
told her. Get a blender and some eggs and some oil. You're good.
And I was like, just use some of my sauce.
Yeah, that actually was a great idea.
Yeah, I'm like, it's just, it's a mayonnaise sauce. So, right.
So your menu in the finale, I freaking loved it. I thought it was awesome and like balls to the wall and like who fucking cooks rabbit in the finale? Like that was amazing.
Thank you.
So I thought it was fantastic. So tell me a little bit about like curating the dishes and what your thought process was. And like, obviously we saw it unfold on TV and like, it was more than just the food. It was a lot about like your personal story, which was amazing. And they show all of it on TV. So, So it's great. It comes out, it comes off awesome. But I'd love to hear like your more, yeah, like more of your story behind it and, all of it.
That makes me so happy. I feel like this season, they kind of lacked necessarily like being personable with people, I think. Like,
backstories. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like backstories. Like when people talk, they're like, oh shit, that just happened, versus being like, oh, well, this is who I am as a person kind of thing.
Right.
And I kind of struggle with that. I was talking to my mom about that. I was like, I feel like everyone thinks I'm just like this cocky asshole, like a 6'2" weird gay girl who, I don't know, just is there kind of situation. And I'm like, they cut out every single one-liner I had in the entire show about it, but it's fine. But no, so in the finale, I really, really wanted to, obviously queer like awareness is a huge thing for me, like trans awareness and all that. And I wanted it to come forward in my finale. I wanted, I definitely pursue like androgyny. So I wanted my appetizer to be like more feminine. I wanted my entree to be more masculine. And I wanted my dessert to be like, hey, at the end of the day, we all look at the same stars. We live in the same universe. And I just wanted it to be a whole story like that.
Well, one, it definitely came across that way. And I feel like they finally like portrayed you. And listen to what you had to say, which is awesome. Pete and I were talking that before we hopped on. We're like, good on them. They finally aired it. It looked great. And I think it's such a tough balance to balance that with like your food and your personal story. And I think it really came across beautifully, on the plate. So,
I mean, that's something I wanted to come across the entire season, especially it's just like, hey, like, I'm just like a small town girl. I've come from like, I mean, I'm probably the only gay person from Parker, Colorado ever. I'm just kidding. Actually, no. Okay, I can't say that.
Not that's many though.
That's not factual, but I mean, I just like as a queer person from a small town who's just like gone through some troubles and like some things, like it was just something I definitely wanted to talk about. So it coming through in the finale, I'm very thankful that I got that opportunity to like get people, especially in my DMs and stuff. It's I cry almost every single day about the messages I get of like, hey, I'm a young queer person, and like seeing like someone who's queer on like such a big show, it just, I don't know, it just makes my heart very warm.
Well, and it's a great, you know, like representation. It's a big kind of, you know, bag to carry with you to like hold that and be the representation of that. But, you know, I think obviously you're up to that, you know, it's a great kind of like platform to stand on. And what a way to, yeah, positively like represent.
So many competitors in this. You get to the finale. Who were you looking at like, oh, he or she might get into the finale? Who were you concerned about, or who were your biggest, who did you think was going to be in there?
I knew Grant for sure was going to be in the finale. I mean, first of all, he's just the best. He has such like an energy about him. He's amazing. He's adaptable. He makes damn good pasta, that's for sure. And I knew he was going to be, and he's just a lovable person. I knew him. And then I definitely, Colby, my guy. Colby and I have a secret love story that was not portrayed.
He said he was rooting for you.
So. Yeah, no, Colby and I, we were definitely in love the whole season, and we were there for each other. And it's just like, I think our connection was based on just more of like understanding each other and just being kind and just not being, excuse my French, a dick. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's like, I don't know. It's just like me meeting people like on the show who are like really cool. And then, ooh, wait, I have to choose another person.
No, that's fine. No, yeah, those were good. Those were good. Those were good. What did you think of Wayne? Did you think Wayne would be in the finals?
I'm sorry, you cut out.
Yeah, I was like, I love it.
Like, amazing.
What?
No, I know. I know. Okay, so I know. I've listened to every single I'm obsessed with the podcast. I listen.
Oh, thanks.
I'm obsessed with you, so it works out.
I'm obsessed with you too. Are we about to kiss right now? Right.
Maybe.
Can I watch?
I love it. So I just drove 14 hours to Tennessee from Colorado, and we
oh my gosh.
We listened to your whole podcast through all of it. And I feel like a lot of things are about Wayne and this and that. And honestly, in the finale at one point, like, I'm not going to say I liked Wayne the entire time, but what made me actually like Wayne he cried during the finale.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he cried. He came out to me and he cried during the finale, and he was like, it should have been you. And like, you've inspired me this whole season. I'm sorry, like, if I've come off like too strong, but like, it's because you're my biggest inspiration. And I think that was like sweet. Really cool. So I told him to fuck off. No, it meant the world to me. And I was like, it touched my heart, like, for sure. And I feel like a lot of, especially like with TV shows, like, they edit everybody. Yeah. We all know about the edits and all that. And right. Like, yeah, so
I love just like your take of everything. And we talked about this a little bit, like maybe last podcast or maybe the one before that, of how much like, and you talk about this, like, you're creative. And I think that's such like an underappreciated thing when it comes to food. I was just telling Pete before, I'm like, I was rooting for you because I am not like the Pete's gonna yell at me again because I keep like talking bad, not bad about myself, but I'm like, I'm not the most creative chef in the world. Like, I'm more technical. And so I was like rude. I was like, we haven't had a creative MasterChef winner in a while. And so that's why I was like, she's going to do it. Like, she's got it. She's going to do it. I appreciate it so much because it's not me. It's not like how my brain works. And I think it's just such a, you know, like a special thing to be able to translate that on a plate.
I love that you recognize that. That's definitely the kind of chef that I want to be. Definitely with, I'm opening up 2 restaurants right now. And I was like, I want you to wear a raincoat when you walk in and not know where the hell you are when you leave, kind of thing. I think I personally, as a chef, like, obviously, like, I love taste is obviously important and all that. But I feel like experience is more, for me personally, like, I think experience is a huge part of it as well. And I want all my dishes to be like, what the hell? Like, I told my investor the other day, I was like, I want a snortable charcuterie board.
There you go.
Amazing.
And he was like, sold. All right, cool. I mean, it's probably never gonna happen, but it's just like things like that.
Dream big and you just never know. Like, work backwards. It's easier to work backwards than it is to, like, you know, build something and work forwards. So, like,
I don't know. I just, I've always been that kind of person. I just like pushing the envelope and like making people uncomfortable. So,
so I think you're amazing, Kennedy. I mean, this has been really great to watch you. You were always consistently good and in a real celebration way too, right? You were always so artistic and you always brought something different to the table, literally. So whether it was, just going outside of your comfort zone or showing the judges something different, it was really awesome to see that all play out every week, and really easy to like love you and get behind you. And I think there's a lot, you became a fan favorite to many. And I know I was definitely rooting for you at the end. What is next for you?
So what's next for me is, so I have a concept called Nosh. It's a restaurant that I'm going to be opening in Denver. It's going to be omakase style, 26 courses, huge situation, crazy things.
Damn, girl.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very intense. And it's going to be, well, not 26 courses all in one, but it's like rotating.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely, I want it to be interactive, hands-on, like you leave and you have food all over you and you have this or that. You know, I just want it to be more of an experience. I want you to like go out to eat, be like, this is more than just filling up my tummy. This is filling up my brain as well, so.
I love that. And your heart probably too.
Yeah. And your butt.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kelsey.
No, I love it. It's just like so cool. So that's one of them. There are two.
Yeah. So that's my one in Denver. The other one I'm trying to open up in San Diego is very, very baby. I'm trying to, I don't know. I have so many things going on that it's just been insane, but I could not be more thankful, to have this experience and to meet the people that I have. And I'm just so excited for the future. And
so big things for Kennedy, right?
Hopefully.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I need to come to this experience dining. This sounds incredible.
Yeah. There's definitely big things in store for Kennedy, and I'm, I don't know. Ew, I'm going to get cryy. Stop.
Do it. Do it.
I'll take off my glasses, but I'm going to do it.
Thanks.
No, something that means the absolute most to me is that food is, it's my love language. It's who I am. And if I even get the chance to do that for one person, then that's all that it matters to me. So
that's beautiful.
It is a beautiful message. And from the bottom of our heart, like both Pete and I are we're proud of what you've done all season, watching you evolve, watching finally, you know, like big, like applause for getting your message out to like at the end of the season. I think it was just like a beautiful culmination of, you know, like watching you and your personality and your food get shown to the world and just the beginning for what you're going to be able to offer to everybody. And even if, like you said, if it's just one person or if it's a million people, like, you know, all you have to do is touch one person's heart.
Oh my God,
and do more television, because you're really good on it. So I would like to see you on more shows.
On television? What?
Yeah, do more. She's do like, more food shows, yeah. More food competitions, do more Journey with Kennedy.
Oh, I want to be on Chopped so bad. So actually, me and my friends, when we watched the finale, we're doing a like a little Chopped battle, and I was like giving my friends the worst ingredients of all times. So I'm like, it's so your fun. ex-girlfriend's phone number, a quarter of vodka, half a rotten avocado.
Yeah. So fun.
Amazing.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, Kennedy, we're going to let you go. But before we go, I always have to say my spiel, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You are now part of my family, being part of the MasterChef family. So I have no doubt that big things are coming for you, but we've said it before, and I've said it before, that I am here to support you and to help in whatever way possible. And I am 100% on board to help, or just to go along for the ride, or to cook with you, or whatever, you know, whatever you want. So
we you can holler. Just go get a beer.
That sounds great too. I like that idea as well. So
all right,
thank you. I'm excited to see what you have in store.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Kennedy.
You so much.
Yeah. This whole season has been amazing, by the way, with you guys, like, are very entertaining and cute. So
thank you.
Thank you so
much. We appreciate that. Thank
totally.
You.
Totally. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good one.